State and federal officials say two companies, NCR and Sonoco U.S. Mills, have agreed to pay for past dumping of now-banned harmful chemicals known as PCBs into the lower Fox River. The contaminated sediment will be taken from an area downstream and west of a dam in De Pere. Governor Doyle says it's one of the worst accumulations of PCBs in the long Fox River Green Bay Superfund site.
This is by far the hottest spot in the river. And the work that has been done on the overall cleanup project identified this. You know, it's roughly four times more than even some of the other hottest spots in the river.
The DNR estimates the site contains 10 to 15% of all the PCBs in the Fox River. But an environmentalist who has worked on the Fox River cleanup issue for two decades says she's worried that a technical report on the site won't be done until winter and that actual sediment removal won't start until next year. Rebecca Caters is with Clean Water Action.
I've never felt the governments have taken this issue as seriously as it needs to be taken, because thousands of people are being exposed to unsafe fish consumption all the way up to Michigan.
Caters says it is good that another $30 million would go into the cleanup fund that already has $150 million of private funding. But she says the newly announced deal may delay the chances of a broader settlement that would generate the other $250 million believed needed to finish the job. But Governor Doyle says he hopes the Sonoco NCR commitment is a catalyst.
I mean, it demonstrates that nobody's backing off or slowing up. I really have decided early on, and others agreed, that we shouldn't be sitting around waiting for the overall global settlement that might come from when we started, 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road. We really wanted to get to work on this.
The latest partial settlement for the Fox River still needs the approval of a federal judge in Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.